Literary hyperlinks, the Tudors. After the War of the Roses, England emerged with a new dynasty in power, the Tudors. The first Tudor king was Henry VII, who defeated Richard III, last of the House of York, at the Battle of Bosworth in 1485. During the reign of Henry VII, England saw a period of financial and governmental stability. He partly managed this by cleverly restructuring the patronage system, alternately rewarding and punishing through fines his nobles to make sure they couldn't become serious rivals to his power. The foundations of English naval power were laid, and a mercantile fleet was created to promote trade with foreign countries. A cautious and frugal man, Henry VII was an extremely able ruler and was considered a restorer of national unity and order after the war. During his reign, however, he paid little attention to Parliament, relying instead on a small circle of trusted councillors. In the 24 years of his reign, he summoned Parliament only 7 times. He did, however, lay the foundation of English humanism. At the end of Shakespeare's Richard III, he makes an appearance as a national redeemer, and the statesman and philosopher Francis Bacon recounts his life in his Henry VII. When Henry VII died, his son Henry VIII came to the throne. His accession was considered by humanist scholars as being the beginning of a new golden age. Henry VIII inherited none of his father's frugality, preferring to maintain a magnificent court and spending much of the wealth he had inherited. He enjoyed music and was a poet and keen sportsman, yet he was also brutal and executed those who angered him. In his attempts to produce a son and heir, Henry married 6 times. In the end, he had just 1 legitimate son and 2 daughters. They became in succession King Edward VI, Queen Mary I, and Queen Elizabeth I. The Reformation. The Reformation, which took place in the first half of the 16th century, had the effect of diminishing the international power of the Roman Church. It was German in origin and led by Martin Luther, who, in attaching his 95 theses to the door of his church in Wittenberg in 1517, gave birth to the Protestant Church. England became Protestant, and traditional elements of Catholic thought, such as confession and transubstantiation, were put into question. The crucial difference between the Protestants and Catholics regarded the relationship between church and state. Luther generally accepted the king's power over the church to decide religious matters, and therefore the king became more powerful. This meant that the Protestant church was effectively weaker politically. Henry VIII was keen to have a male heir, but his wife of 20 years, Catherine of Aragon, had only borne him a daughter, Mary. His determination to divorce Catherine and marry Anne Boleyn brought Henry into direct conflict with the Catholic Church and Pope Clement VII, who later excommunicated him. When he failed to obtain either a divorce or an annulment, Henry took a step which was to influence every aspect of British life and culture. By passing the Act of Supremacy, 1534, he ended the rule of the Catholic Church in England, and instead declared himself supreme head of the Church of England. The scholar, writer and patron of letters and the arts, Thomas More, who was the Lord Chancellor, refused to recognize both the Act of Supremacy and the King's divorce. For this reason, he was accused of treason, committed to the Tower of London, and was beheaded in 1535. With Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII had another daughter, Elizabeth, who would become Queen Elizabeth I, after the terrible reign of Henry's first daughter, Mary. In 1536, Anne Boleyn was executed, and the king married another 4 times. His third wife, Jane Seymour, finally provided him with a male heir, Edward VI. School rules. Under the influence of his secretary, Thomas Cromwell, Henry VIII decided to close the monasteries that for centuries had been the main centres of culture in England. In their place, the first public schools, called King's Schools, were opened, offering education to a wider cross-section of society than in previous centuries. In general, only boys went to school. Girls and boys of the noble classes were educated in family homes by private tutors. Schools were not free. You had to pay, and this excluded the lower classes from education, though some scholarships were available. The school day began at 7 a.m. in winter, or 6 a.m. in summer. After prayers, children worked till about 9, when they stopped for breakfast. Then they worked until 11. The main meal of the day was between 11 and to 1. The school day ended at 5 or 5.30 p.m. The methodology was, by today's standard, crude and violent. Pupils were beaten if they didn't memorize their lessons. The most elementary level of schooling was called petty school. This was where children learned basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. After this came grammar school, where the main subject was Latin grammar, to prepare students for university, where all courses were conducted in Latin, even after the Reformation. The age of religious persecution. Edward VI succeeded his father at the age of 10 and ruled for only 6 years before his premature death in April 1553. In 1549, the first book of common prayer was issued. Prepared under the supervision of Archbishop Cranmer, the book contained prayers and dates to religious devotion written in English. In fact, as a result of the Reformation, services and prayers were now carried out in English instead of Latin. Persecution of Roman Catholics in Edward's reign led to a subsequent Catholic reaction against Protestantism when his sister Mary succeeded him. Mary I was known as Bloody Mary because of her persecution of Protestants as he tried to restore the Catholic religion of her mother, Catherine of Aragon, and total obedience to Rome. In 1554, she married the most fanatically Catholic sovereign in Europe, Philip II of Spain. This involved her in wars with France and the loss of the last English possession in that country, the town of Calais, and with it the last piece of the Plantagenet Empire. Under her reign, around 300 English Protestants were burnt, including Cranmer. Mary was childless, and when she died in 1558, her half-sister Elizabeth came to the throne and restored Protestantism as the national religion.